only live call-in talk show. It's your turn on 680 AM WISR and worldwide on the internet at WISR680.com. It's your turn, 724-283-2525. And now, it's your turn with Dave Malarkey.
Well, good afternoon once again, everyone. Welcome. Nice to have you with us on the Wednesday edition of It's Your Turn. Gorgeous day. What a stretch of weather we're in here. As a matter of fact, if you take a look at the month of September as a whole, it's been absolutely gorgeous. That happens every so often. I know a lot of people who can't wait for September because, generally speaking, it's not too oppressive. We have had a few days where it's been kind of hot, but mostly it's just nice. And you get those pure sunny days, a lot of them. And this September, we've had a lot of them. And as you just heard Pat Parker say, the forecast for the rest of the week. Yesterday was nice. Today's gorgeous. It's expected to stay this way all the rest of the week and even through the weekend. Wow. Talk about wrapping up the summer on a high note, huh? And by the way, we will be wrapping up the summer. We're in the last few days now. Autumn officially arrives next Monday. Well, it's open talk on the first portion of the program today. Thanks to Tracy Morgan for sitting in for the past few days while I was on vacation for a while. Later on the program today, we're going to be talking about one of the blue zones. Is that what the blue zones are? Huh? Yeah, we'll talk about that too. Dr. Henry Sinopoli will be joining us, and we'll be talking specifically about building healthy brain waves through proper nutrition for your brain. Well, that'll be interesting. What do you eat for brain food? Also, the importance of exercise for building healthy brain waves. That happens to be blue zone number 3. We'll talk about blue zones, too. Dr. Henry Sinopoli will be joining us a little bit later on the program. He's having a special session, I think it's a week from tonight. I think it's next Wednesday at the Butler County Family YMCA on this topic. But we'll get a little bit of a preview here later this afternoon. Okay, it's open talk, so our phone number is 283-2525. Let's get right to the people without any further delay. 283-2525. Hi there, caller. This is Dave Malarkey. Go right ahead. It's your turn.
Hi, Dave. This is just for fun.
Yeah.
Courtesy of the comedian George Carlin. Write down the name Santa.
Okay.
And underneath it, write the name Satan.
Okay.
Got it?
Right.
Carlin says Santa is just Satan turned inside out.
Well, that sounded like the late George Carlin. Were you a fan of George Carlin?
Yeah, when he was dealing with words and those kinds of things. Later, he got a little too raunchy.
He got pretty vulgar. I always felt that, how do I put this charitably, a little bit of George Carlin went a long way for me, okay?
Yeah, well, some fans, but I just thought he was clever when he was using the English language.
Oh, he was very clever. He's the guy that came up with the whole routine of the hippy-dippy weatherman. Remember that one?
That's the man.
Here's a hippy-dippy weatherman with a hippy-dippy weatherman.
He also had a comment on Australia. You know, we all often refer to Australia as down under.
Mm-hmm.
And he wondered whether the Australians refer to the rest of the world as up over.
That was George Carlin, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, just a little by the way kind of stuff.
Oh, I appreciate that. It was nice to talk to you today.
Sure. See you.
Thanks.
Bye.
George Carlin's been dead now for, oh gosh. I just off the top of my head, I would say 20 years, 15, 20 years. I think, yeah. Time goes by, folks, a lot quicker than you might imagine. I saw where, it's hard to keep track these days of what's on TV because, you know, we've got so many streaming services now. It was a story on the wire a couple of days ago where Netflix, the streaming service, is picking up the reruns of Seinfeld. And they're going to run all, I think it was 180 episodes, 180 episodes of Seinfeld, and Netflix will be streaming them. So, I think I've seen most all of them in reruns on regular cable TV over the past couple of years. There are several stations that show back-to-back-to-back Seinfelds pretty much on a regular basis. I think I've seen them all, but obviously they're still funny, and Netflix is willing to pay for them. Here's my point. Do you realize how long it's been since Seinfeld was still being produced? 1998 was when Seinfeld finished their run, finished their production run. And I know it seems like it's been on ever since. It has been in syndication. But that's 21 years ago. 21 years ago since Seinfeld ceased production. Still funny. Still one of the funniest shows ever. If I were to pick, well, let's say my top three. My top three of all time situation comedies on TV, and I'll be very honest with you, I don't watch a lot of them, so. But I would pick Seinfeld. I would pick All in the Family. And I would pick MASH. Those would be my three, and quite frankly, I wouldn't have to watch anything else. I think most of them are just stupid these days. But those three, All in the Family, groundbreaking, of course. We had never seen anything like it when that came on the air. By the way, there was a, I don't know, there was a skit or a remake of that or something. I did not see it. I saw a note on the wire about it who did it? Marissa Tomei played the Gene Stapleton role. And I can't remember who played Archie Bunker. But I'm not sure whether it was a special or whether it was just a skit, on Saturday Night Live or something like that. But anyway, groundbreaking show. Changed the way we looked at situation comedies on TV for sure. All in the Family. Not in syndicated reruns to the best of my knowledge. Huh? It's not on anywhere, is it? I don't think so. You'd think one of the streaming services would pick that up. MASH, of course, was funny but with a message. A very strong message at times, but always funny. Always funny. And groundbreaking in its own way. And that was mainly in the 70s. A long time ago. That's 40 years ago. And then Seinfeld, of course. Those would be, if I were asked to pick my top three all-time situation comedies on TV, that's what I would say. It's Open Talk. 283-2525 is our number. Open Talk. Will we ever see a period of several days that have been any darker for Pittsburgh sports fans? My goodness. My goodness. The last few days is horrible. First we had the Steelers lose again, starting 0-2 for only the second time in the Mike Tomlin era. And then we had Ben Roethlisberger go out for the season with some sort of an elbow injury. And the Steelers really still haven't said what it is. I mean, he started shaking his hand a little bit. I did not see the Seattle game because I was playing golf on a beautiful Sunday afternoon. But I guess he started shaking his hand a couple of times, and then he grabbed his elbow, and that was it. He went in the locker room and never came back for the second half. And I mean, usually when you see a football player go down with a season-ending injury, they're tackled hard or they get hit illegally or something like that. But he just started shaking his hand and grabbed his elbow, and he was done. He was done. And who knows? Maybe his career is over. I hope not. He says he's coming back next year after his surgery and rehab. But you never know. That's the way that Terry Bradshaw's career ended for the Steelers. Elbow injury. And he never came back from it. That was it. He was suddenly gone. So we'll see. So he had that. And then this horrible story that came out yesterday about Pittsburgh Pirate relief closer Felipe Vasquez with these incredibly serious and ugly sex charges involving a minor girl. I mean, it's just horrific. And he's in jail. He was arrested at his apartment in Pittsburgh yesterday, and he's in the Allegheny County Jail, facing charges in Florida and additional charges filed by state police here in Pennsylvania. It's horrible. Horrible. It's been a dark few days for Pittsburgh sports fans. Huh? Yeah. Of course, the Pirate season is about over. The Steelers season, I don't think the Steelers season is over. I've talked to a lot of folks who say, well, that's it. Wait till next year. They got a lot of young players on that team that are going to develop. They're not going to win the Super Bowl this year. But I haven't yet counted them out of making the playoffs. You know, there are a bunch of ways to make the playoffs. So we'll see. You know, now if we get six games in and they haven't won yet, then I think that's pretty much it. But we'll see. This young Mason Rudolph looks pretty good. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Open talk, 283-2525 is our number, 283-2525 here on the It's Your Turn program today. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back with more in just a moment or so. One of our sponsors on the program today is the Society of St. Vincent de Paul here in Butler. My goodness, what a great job these folks do. And most all of them volunteers, by the way, for the Society of St. Vincent de Paul, helping out the needy and the less fortunate in our community in a number of ways. They have a food bank that they operate, stocked with food for the needy. They have a client aid program. They also have the Society of St. Vincent de Paul thrift store, with all of the proceeds generated by the thrift store going to help support the food bank. You know, you can help out by donating unwanted items to the Society of St. Vincent de Paul thrift store. It's located in the Greater Butler Mart. It could hardly be more convenient. I know I've dropped off items there in like 30 seconds. I mean, there's oodles of free parking right outside the door. The drop-off bins are right inside the front door. Bada-bing, bada-bing, you're in, you're out. Yeah. And you're helping out. Yeah. So think about it. If you have unwanted items, if you know, cleaning out the spare room or the garage or the attic, furniture, knickknacks, other items, they'll take them. At the Society of St. Vincent de Paul Thrift Store, Greater Butler Mart, Route 8, just south of Butler. The Society of St. Vincent de Paul, they like to say, we stand tallest when we stoop to help others.
Hop the bus, leave the driving up to us.
The bus.
We're going your way, getting there stops here. Just hop the bus, easy and economical. Just hop the bus, no car, no problem. The bus will get you there, 'cause that's what we do.
Hop the bus,
leave the driving up to us.
The bus.
We're going your way.
Welcome back. It's Open Talk on the It's Your Turn program for Wednesday. I'm Dave Malarkey. Our phone number is 283-2525. Anybody concerned about the possibility that we're going to launch some sort of a military attack on Iran? Boy, I am. I'm incredibly concerned. We're going to war again in the Middle East? Really? Really? I mean, we've been in Afghanistan for almost 18 years now. 18 years. And we're still not out of there. We had the previous war in Iraq. And now this? And because the Saudi oil fields got bombed with the drones and cruise missiles? I mean, you know, I'm sorry about that, but we're going to war because the Saudi oil fields got bombed? I just think it's, well, I think it's frightening, and I think it's crazy. What are we doing? Saudi Arabia has all the money in the world. They want to go to war with Iran? Okay, go ahead. But what the heck are we going to go to war with Iran for over this? I don't understand the saber rattling, quite frankly. I really don't. I'd like to see us just get out of the Middle East altogether. How long are we going to stay at war in Afghanistan? 18 years we've been, well, almost 18 years. We went into Afghanistan just a couple of months after the terrorist attacks back on 9/11 of 01. And here we are 18 years later, and we're still there. And we're still losing soldiers in Afghanistan. And we're going to go to war with Iran? I just shake my head, really. I mean, who wants to see us do this? Yeah, not because we were attacked. Because Saudi Arabia was attacked. And I understand that they're quickly restoring their oil output. The video of this incident that occurred over the weekend looks pretty bad, a lot of black smoke. But, you know, when oil burns, it creates a lot of black smoke, just like a pile of tires on fire. Well, we'll see. I would hope that cooler heads prevail. I think the last thing we need is to go to war against some other country in the Middle East. What do you think? 283-2525 is the number. We forget, a lot of us, how long we've been at war in Afghanistan. Unless you have family or friends who are stationed over there, and we have a lot of service personnel, men and women, because we rely on the reserves a lot. We have a lot of people who've been sent over there 2, 3, 4 times, deployed to Afghanistan. 18 years. World War II lasted 4 years. The United States' involvement in World War II lasted 4 years. Pearl Harbor was December of 1941, so very late in the year, 1941. And it was over in 1945. Yeah, in fact, we just marked the end of World War II, VJ Day, Victory Over Japan Day, last month. 4 years. And yet we've been in Afghanistan for 18 years. Unbelievable. Please, let's not start another war with Iran of all countries. 283-2525 is our number. It's open talk. Let's get back to the people. Hi there, caller. This is Dave Malarkey. Go right ahead. It's your turn.
Hi, Dave. This is a listener, and I'm concerned about the I have a subscription to the Butler Eagle, mm-hmm. but now all of the places that you can take your papers to dump them are all being closed.
All of the recycling places, you mean?
I called the Butler Eagle. They had no answer, but I thought, what are we going to do with all of our newspapers?
Hmm. The most recent place that I've been taking newspapers to recycle them are bins in the parking lot at Butler Catholic School. Do you know if they're still there or not?
I do not know. The one out on over by, I think it's a Methodist Church along, I think that's... maybe Duffy Road or something. Mm-hmm. They're closed up, and then another one was closed up. So I just wonder what's going to go on. And that's all I had to say.
Well,
thank you.
Yeah, thanks. I agree. You know, recycling has become a big problem. You know, we finally got everybody used to doing it here in Pennsylvania. And that was a little bit of a struggle. We finally got everybody used to doing it, and now they're having trouble recycling a bunch of stuff. I do not know whether those big recycling bins for paper are still in the parking lot at Butler Catholic School. I don't know. They had a couple of them there. That's where I've been dumping old papers for quite a while now, a couple of years anyway. But whether they're still there or not, I don't know. The last time I dumped was midsummer, I guess. I wait until I have quite a few. Whether there are others around, I do not know. I do not know. There was a time when the recycling companies used to give a little kickback to schools, for example, who would put those big collection bins in their parking lots. But then they cut back on that, and in some cases, some companies stopped altogether paying a kickback fee. Kickback is a negative connotation, a legitimate fee to these schools. And so a lot of schools, they dumped them. You know, they said, well, we're not going to make any money on it, and then take them away. But they were still at the Butler Catholic School the last time I checked. I do not know whether they're still there now. If anyone does, let us know. 283-2525, 283-2525, Open Talk. Hi there, caller. This is Dave. Go right ahead. It's your turn.
Hi, Dave.
Hi.
Hey, have you had a chance to do the tour of the bad roads of the the one, you know, Jefferson Street from the top of the service station or the Honey Bear down to the Monroe? And, you know, you're North Main. I guess we have to have you do the research. There's nobody else doing it. I'll tell you, it's something.
Well, I've been on vacation for a few days, but I have noticed it's so sad. At the bottom of North Main Street Hill, they put a couple of patches in since we talked about this a week or so ago, and they're already wearing away. They're already, it's a big hole again, you know?
You know, Dave, that has to be cut out and done the right way.
Yeah.
Now, Dave, now since you're back, I know you, will you take a ride from top of Jefferson Hill down to the Monroe Hotel? Now, if you have time, and do some, you're my guy to do the inspect, since I've been, it's been ridiculous, it's going to be wrecking, but why can't they do something now while look this weather?
Yeah, and if they don't get it done within the next few weeks, you know, it's going to be too cold to put down asphalt, and maybe we're going to be stuck, you know?
Yeah, that's it. You know, this week has been beautiful. I see no action on the roads, patching potholes even. So, Dave, you're a good guy. I told people that you're a great guy to check into things. So if you will, we have time, you just take a ride down that Jefferson Street and see what you think. And I'll listen and hear what you think about it, Dave.
I promise you that I will. The last time they repaved that, and I want to say maybe 2-3 years ago, they finally fixed those two manhole covers at the bottom of that hill. You know what I'm talking about?
They're all along that, coming in, you know, by the hospital.
Yeah.
Them people, you know, when a truck or something hits that, you know, that has to awaken people. And they done one of them, I think, and then they left the rest.
Yeah.
But, it is ridiculous. And I'll listen, Dave, and you do the best, but I just want you to ride over that and see what you think.
I will check
it
out.
So thanks, Dave.
Sure. I made a note of it, and I'll check it out here in the next couple of days. There's another road in that same general area that's horrendous, and that's Katanning Street. If you're heading out Katanning Street, from right there, the bottom of Jefferson Street Hill, out toward East Butler. The road's atrocious, really. Hi, this is Dave. Go right ahead. It's your turn. You're on the air.
Hello, Dave.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I agree with that gentleman. That Jefferson, coming down from Honey Bear, I mean, there's a, in the right-hand lane, there's a hole there that's probably about 8 inches deep. It's not getting any bigger, but it will this winter. Mm. You're going to lose your car in it.
I'm going to go out there today and check that out. I've been away for a few days, but I will check that one out. Because that is a place where, again, there's not a whole lot of room to maneuver, you know, to miss it.
Yes, and when PennDOT put those lines in there at the stoplight,
mm-hmm.
the one where you make the left, they made it even with the one in the right-hand lane. That needs to be moved back about 4 feet. Because the truck's making the bend there.
Yeah, trying to turn onto Katanning Street, you mean?
Trying to turn, when you come off Monroe, when you come off Katanning Street and try to turn up towards Institute Hill. I mean, that thing needs moved way back.
Yeah, that's a hairpin turn there. That's a horrible intersection. And no fault of PennDOT, it's just that there's five major roads that all come together there at a point.
Exactly.
Plus, it's at the bottom of a steep hill, which doesn't help things either.
One of the worst intersections here in the city is down here on Pillow and going down to the old Plant 2 and Fifth Avenue. I mean, that's ridiculous to have a stop sign 12 feet away and you try and get out from Fifth Avenue. I mean, that's just ridiculous.
Yeah. I think that was put in there to allow the cement trucks from Dubrook to get out.
Well, there needs to be an additional stop sign up there in the corner of 5th and Phillip.
I agree. I agree with you absolutely because it's, as you said, it's kind of ridiculous right now.
Because the ones down on Pillow Street, and you try and make a left onto Pillow Street out of 5th Avenue, those ones that stop down below there, they just keep coming. It's a rolling stop sign.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know what to do. I'm not a traffic engineer, but sometimes I think we could offer better advice sometimes than they're getting from the traffic engineers on some of these intersections.
Well, I had Rick Shawns move that stop sign up from to the corner there, right across, you know, on Fifth Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
It lasted one day, and then there was so many complaints. We just put the additional stop sign in.
Well, it can be done with appropriate planning, and I point to the intersection coming out of Moraine Point Shopping Plaza, you know, where Sam's Club is there.
Oh, yes.
That's the busiest, one of the busiest intersections in Butler County, and that works so smoothly, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
They've got all kind of sensors in there, and you don't have to wait usually any more than 45 seconds and you're free to go. That's just a wonderful intersection. So with the, you know, smart traffic lights, it can be done.
Yes, it can be.
Yeah. Thanks, my friend. Good to talk with you today.
Okay, bye.
Sure. So long. Well, I'll take a trip to Jefferson Street. I'll go up there this afternoon maybe and check that out, see what's cooking there. We are, we're close to the end of Open Talk here today. We're going to be chatting, and I'm anxious to see him again. Dr. Henry Sinopoli will be with us. We're going to be talking about one of the blue zones. You know what blue zones are? Blue zones? I never knew. I was talking with Henry about this, several months ago. I'd never heard of them before. It's interesting. And he's going to be involved in a presentation coming up next week at the Y here in Butler. So we'll get a little preview of that. Coming up here on It's Your Turn in just a couple of minutes. Stick with us. We will be back after these words.
I can't remember the last time I went to the dentist. Now I'm too embarrassed to go because my teeth are in such bad condition.
Unfortunately, this person is not alone. Many folks put off going to the dentist because they fear being scolded for neglecting their teeth. This is Dr. Bob Todd with a special message. Dentistry today is faster, easier, and better than ever before. At our dental office, we don't believe in making you feel guilty, no matter how long it has been since you've seen a dentist. We know fear and embarrassment can cause a cycle of procrastination. If it has been years since you've been to the dentist, call us today. We will help put your mind at ease and bring your smile back to health.
If you hate going to the dentist but know you have a dental problem, help is only a phone call away. Dr. Bob Todd and his friendly dental team will answer all your questions and care for all your concerns. For complimentary information or to schedule an appointment at their Butler office on Evan City Road, please call 282-7774 or on the web at butlersmiles.com.
In today's fast-paced world, our lives get a whole lot easier when we trust experts. We trust people who know what they're doing. And when it comes to shipping, I trust Goin Postal Butler. They're right off Newcastle Road on Shockey Lane, right behind King's and Villa Grande restaurants. It's easy, too. I just cruise on back, go say hello to the friendly folks inside, and they package my items for shipping. And that saves me a whole lot of time from trying to wrap my item, trying to find the right size box or the bubble wrap or the mailing labels. With Goin Postal Butler, I know they provide quality service. They've got great prices. Most importantly, they are trustworthy. So I know that my package will go where I need it to go. That's Goin Postal Butler, 140 Shockey Lane in the Shockey Mini Storage Complex, your friendly neighborhood shipping store, Goin Postal Butler.
It's football season and you need to get your game on at Sir Speedy Printing Center. That's right, you'll score big when you brand your business with custom printed banners for events, direct mail pieces or travel marks, pens or cap sticks for clients. Need to order forms, envelopes, brochures? Free quotes available at Sir Speedy. They can also do bulk mailing so you don't have to. Are you working on the school or church fall fundraiser? Get a quote for raffle tickets at Sir Speedy Printing Center on South Main Street in Butler. And then you'll feel like you scored big time with the quality and service they provide.
Hi, my name is Tony Gummo. I specialize in assisting Medicare beneficiaries with their coverage decision. I serve North Central and Western Pennsylvania. Prior to becoming a healthcare agent, I served in the Pennsylvania State Police for 22 years. Medicare enrollment guidelines have become complex and sometimes overwhelming. My experience has taught me that coverage should be personalized to meet a client's needs. I've assisted hundreds of clients with Medicare supplement insurance choices, encountering many different scenarios along the way. It's something that I'm proud of. I've helped clients understand the difference between original Medicare and Medicare supplement coverage and want to make decisions with confidence knowing you have all the facts. Then please schedule a no-cost or no-obligation appointment with me today.
Call Tony Gummo, your insurance services agent today. 1-800-800-1999. That's 1-800-800-1999. Or email agummo at ispa1.com.
Welcome back, good friends. We're going to be talking about blue zones today. Blue zones. You know what those are? Well, we'll find out here. Heidi Nichols-Bowser is with us. She's the membership director at the Butler County Family YMCA, and she is a friend of long standing. Heidi, good to see you.
Oh, it's great to see you, Dave.
We expect to be joined also by Dr. Henry Sinopoli, but he's not arrived yet. He might be tied up in traffic or something, but he'll perhaps be joining us to talk about blue zones in general and specifically about a program that's coming up next week at the Y, the Butler County Family YMCA, on building healthy brain waves. Before we get to that, we better talk a little bit about blue zones in general for people, listeners who are scratching their head saying, what are they talking about, blue zones? What do you mean blue zones? Can you give us a thumbnail sketch of this all stems from a book, right, Heidi?
Yes, it stems from a book called The Blue Zones. The first one I read was The Blue Zone Solutions. The book is by Dan Buettner, who is a National Geographic Fellow.
Mm-hmm.
What he did was he put a team together to research five areas of the world where they discovered that people in these particular areas have the highest incident of being a centenarian, which is people that live to be 100 or more.
Mm-hmm.
In almost all cases, these people all live to be 90 or more at four times the rate of any people in the world. And they thought, what the heck is going on in these five areas. So they first identified these areas that are all over the world, and then they started to study how they were alike and what we could learn from these areas and how they lived.
Mm-hmm.
So the five areas they dubbed the Blue Zones, and they are, and I might as well share with you.
They're all over the world, right?
Yes, and that was what was perplexing, because you would think, well, maybe there's something in the water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe they're all in Australia or South Africa or somewhere, but they're spread around.
They're spread around. The first one is the island of Sardinia, in Italy. The second one is Okinawa, Japan. The third one is the Nicoya Peninsula in Costa Rica. The next one is Ikaria, Greece, which is a Greek island. And then there was one identified in the United States, which is Loma Linda, California.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the fifth Blue Zone. So all of these were identified. And then they studied, what do these places have in common?
And we're joined by Dr. Henry Sinopoli, who's going to be involved in this presentation next week, talking about healthy brain waves. How did you discover the... first of all, Henry, good to see you. Nice to have you here today.
Thank you, Dave. Nice to be here.
How did you discover this whole Blue Zone phenomenon? You were out in California, right?
Yes, I went out to California to do... research on proton versus photon cancer radiation. And while I was there, it's in Loma Linda, California. Loma Linda, California is the headquarters of the place where they started proton radiation. And then when I was there, I found out that Loma Linda, California was a blue zone, which was kind of odd for me, the only one in the United States, and primarily because of the Adventist Church.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones that study that, follow the blue zone.
So I'm looking at the list, which Heidi just read. A couple of them are fairly close together. That would be Sardinia,
mm-hmm.
and the Greek place.
Yeah.
I mean, they're on, mm-hmm. on either side of Italy, probably the two closest together. Does climate have anything to do with the blue zones, or don't they know?
Well, terrain has a lot to do with it. It's very hilly,
okay.
And it's very... close to the Mediterranean,
mm-hmm.
and all of these places follow the Mediterranean diet, primarily things that either are vegetarian or come from the sea. So the premise is that a lot of these places were isolated to start with, except Loma Linda, California, and most of the people ate things that were within a 50-mile radius. Consequently, there was no fast food, nothing there that was processed.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that they ate came right from the area or the locale that they were in. Sort of like when we grew up, Dave, many of us from families that canned everything or grew their own things out of their own garden. That's the way those people were fed, and that's how that developed.
Mm-hmm. You are, the two of you actually, are going to be co-presenting a program on this in much more detail next week?
Yes, very, very fortunate to have Heidi with me, because the YMCA, I was hoping to make this, and they have done very, very good work in integrating health and nutrition into our community. And Heidi is well-versed in all of those, and she can help me tremendously in making sure that this is a community event, not just a seminar event.
So what about the details? It's a week from tonight, right? Next Wednesday?
It's actually next. It's the 25th. So that's next Thursday, isn't it? The next 25th. The
25th, I think.
Yeah, September 25th.
We've got
a calendar.
Where do I get my calendar?
I think that's
here.
A Wednesday, isn't it?
No, it's a week from tonight. It's next
Wednesday.
Oh, it
is tonight. Okay, yeah. Well, my mistake. We only have 7 days, Henry.
Okay.
Yes, okay. It's a week from tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Butler YMCA. It is in the trustees room, and we will direct people once they get there. You do not have to be a member of the Butler YMCA to attend. Mm-hmm. So we welcome anyone who's interested to attend.
It's open to the public?
Yes.
You want to find out more about this? Mm-hmm. What's the charge, admission charge?
It's free.
It's free.
It's free to the community. It's a community benefit. And as I said, the YMCA has stepped up and made this is the third seminar on the Blue Zones. They've stepped up and made them available to the community.
Blue Zone number three. I'd be interested to, I've not read the book by, you said it was Dan Buettner.
Buettner. Mm-hmm.
Does he talk about how he came up with the name Blue Zone? That intrigues me, you know?
What happened was when they did research on the Blue Zones, the two gentlemen, I forget their, one was Giannani Pez, and I forget the other gentleman, but when they came up with these areas in the world, that they noticed after significant research that people were living an extended period of healthy life, they just circled with a blue pen.
Yeah.
Ah.
And that's how Blue Zone came up.
Simple as that, huh?
Yes.
If it had been a green pen, it would have been the green zones.
Green zones, yeah, yeah. I'm sure.
And there are,
There are five that have been identified, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And all of four of them are outside of the United States, and one is in the United States. And actually, subsequently, what they had done is they were, and they, I believe they're still doing it, they've gone into communities and tried to make those communities look like blue zones. So they've done experiments in cities around the country, hoping to take what they've learned and implement them in these communities, whether it be through local government in making civic decisions like having walking and bike paths and things like that, connecting people to walking groups, connecting people to social clubs, all of the things that were identified as focus areas, and they identified many areas, but there are nine that had that stand out to them as far as what do we need to focus on to live longer and healthier lives. So it's not just living long, it's living well.
Well, let's talk about brain food here. If we want to, when I was a kid, my mom would always try to get me eat fish.
Yes.
She would say, fish is brain food, Dave. Eat that salmon. Eat that cod, whatever it was. I don't know. Was that just an old adage, or was there something to that, fish being brain food?
It's very good, Dave, if you can stay away from processed or fried fish. And probably the best fish for us is things like anchovies, sardines. But they're things that we usually turn our nose up to because they're not surrounded by breading.
I not only turn my nose, I turn my back to sardines and anchovies.
Of course, cod is very good, too.
Yeah.
Cod is very good. The big thing that we are emphasizing here, or I'm trying to emphasize, is a thing called neuroplasticity, how the brain actually joins together and can regrow and keep the brain healthy. Because, as you know, Alzheimer's is a debilitating disease that's striking so many people. And through the ability of the brain to regenerate itself, neuro, meaning the neural part of the brain, neural, and the plasticity, the synapses, how they actually can join together through diet and exercise. There's no cure for Alzheimer's, but we do know through significant research that a healthy lifestyle can keep it at bay or keep it under control for a sustained period of time.
I'm no expert on Alzheimer's. I have done some interviews on it over the years, and they seem to think that whether or not it's the cause, but that one of the common threads in Alzheimer's patients and in their brains is some kind of plaque deposit.
Yes.
That interferes with the neurons connecting at the synapses, you know, where they buzz each other.
That's actually called beta amyloid. Beta amyloid is the substance that gets into the brain and can cause plaque. Diet, exercise, healthy lifestyle can reduce the amount of beta amyloid that's in the synapses that makes them, just like the heart condition that can build up with plaque, we found out that the brain can do the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Let's take a break. We'll talk more about this. It's a fascinating subject. And by the way, there'll be much more detail because there's a whole program on this coming up a week from tonight at the Y, the Butler County Family YMCA, here in Butler. And we'll find out more about it from our guests, Heidi and Henry, in just a couple of minutes. We'll be right back.
Recreational marijuana is in many states.
Is Pennsylvania next? Over 50,000 people have already received a medical card from Compassionate Certification Centers for their anxiety, chronic pain, and other ailments that may easily qualify you. Call 888-316-9085 or log on to cccregister.com. That's cccregister.com. And chat with a healthcare provider at Compassionate Certification Centers. Find out more on medical marijuana by calling 888-316-9085. Ready to answer your medical marijuana questions.
Tobacco for Less is Western PA's largest glass emporium, and they now have a store and bottler at Pullman Square Plaza. What makes Tobacco for Less different from other stores? For starters, they have so many glass pipes to choose from. They also feature a walk-in humidor and a vape juice bar. And of course, they carry a variety of standard tobacco products too. The Tobacco for Less Health and Wellness Department stocks a large selection of high-quality CBD products. For all your smoking and vaping needs, check out Tobacco for Less with locations in Butler, Sharon, and Aliquippa.
The Young Funeral Home of Butler invites you to stop by their Jefferson Street location downtown Butler to talk about pre-arrangements. Not the easiest thing to do, but necessary. And the Young family will walk you through the process, making it very comfortable and really easy to take care of. You'll experience peace of mind knowing that your wishes and plans will be carried out to the last detail. Call the Young Funeral Home in Butler today to make an appointment with a member of the Young family. Generations of the Young family have been caring for generations of Butler families for well over 40 years. The Young Funeral Home, West Jefferson Street in Butler. Welcome back, good friends. Nice to be with us on the It's Your Turn program for Wednesday. Hard to believe the weather that we're having, and it looks like it's going to stay like this right through the rest of the week and even through the weekend. Enjoy. We're talking about building healthy brain waves today. Brain nutrition and exercise are important. And that, Heidi, is I'm sure why the Butler County Family YMCA is involved here.
Well, absolutely. Just a natural fit to talk about how movement and exercise can contribute to a healthy lifestyle. And that's how Henry and I met. And this will be the third talk that he's given at the Butler Y. And it has been a big success. And I think we're going to need a bigger room. So what we're hoping is that when people really get the information, sometimes it just helps to get the right information, to motivate and mobilize somebody to do the things that are right and the things that will make them healthier individuals. And so that's what we're trying to do here. We have the space, we have the programs and the resources to help people get active. And so it just makes sense that we should do a talk like this at the Y.
Mm-hmm. I want to make sure that people realize, too, at the Butler County Family YMCA, the Y also in Cranberry, exercise is important, but you're more than that. I mean, you emphasize a whole healthy regimen in addition to exercise.
Yes. Well, I actually mentioned this to Henry when we talked last week. I said, I would like to make the Butler Y its own blue zone. It really is, in a way. It's just a little microcosm of a blue zone. It's community, it's healthy living, friends, purpose. All of the things, many of the things that are identified in the blue zones are things that we focus on at the Y. Bringing people together, helping others, it's all in one building.
Alzheimer's is something that can strike earlier in life, although generally speaking, it's something that seniors are worried about, sometimes well into their senior years. It's amazing, Henry, how many people who have been very active in their lives, once they retire, they become sedentary very, very quickly. It's easy to do when you've been scurrying around for decades to just lie on the couch and watch TV. Doesn't take long to get into that bad habit, does it?
No, it doesn't. And this is one of the parts of the talk that Heidi's going to emphasize. One of the strong things that they found in the blue zones, and many of these people living into their healthy 80s and healthy 90s, and even some hundreds-year-old people, is a sense of purpose. Getting up in the morning and say, good God, it's morning, instead of saying, oh, good God, it's morning. You know, so we have this family and friends focus. One of the Blue Zone areas is Sardinia in Italy, and they have a thing called Wine at Five, where the people get together and have a glass of Carnua wine with friends and family. And again, it's more of a social thing. And they found that the brain, there is a genetic predisposition to Alzheimer's, that they have a, they found a gene that a lot of people didn't even want to know if they have it, but there is a genetic predisposition. But they also found out that friends and family, keeping people together, people that you trust, it's an exceptionally good way to make people enjoy life in any condition. But if you can look at the fact of having a purpose, why am I here? And many of the people that we have such a wealth, Dave, of senior citizens in our community that have volunteered, give time freely, give time, you know, time, treasure, all of those things. And when we look at that, we say to ourselves, why do some people age so quickly? And why do some people seem to keep going? And I think that sense of purpose has a lot to do with it. And the YMCA is one of those places. You look at the list of things you can do at the YMCA, or even volunteer, it's just a rich community that can nurture brain health.
And a lot of people take advantage of group activities at the Y, group exercise, group classes, right, Heidi?
Yes, and we have also a very vital, active older adult community at the Butler Y. In fact, if anyone who comes in, we can give them a list of programs, classes, both in the water and on land, that would be suitable for somebody who's just starting out or somebody who's a senior citizen and wants to take it a little easy. We have classes and programs for every level, and that's important. We also have social programs and activities for active older adults. We have a whole, like I said, community. We have a committee that organizes these events. So if someone comes in and says, listen, I'm just starting out, I just want to get moving, we can help them do that. It's all there. So it's just a matter of making that first little step and just doing one small change at a time. That's what we find helps.
Well, I can give personal testimony to this because Henry was with us earlier this year when I first learned about the Blue Zones. And after your chat, I joined the Y. Heidi knows that.
It's true.
Took me through the building. Now, I'm very active in the summertime. I play a lot of golf. But I was concerned about when the colder weather arrives and, you know, I got to put the golf clubs away for a few months. I want to make sure that I maintain that, you know, that moving around, that exercise. Right. And when Heidi gave me a little tour, and it's amazing how many places I saw people exercising together. And this is what you were talking about, Henry, just like they do in Sardinia. Get together, talk with other people, be around other people. Don't just be, you know, lying in a recliner somewhere all day.
Without electronic connections, that's the best thing. Yeah. We put those down and we start speaking to each other. And it really adds a great dimension to the brain and the brain wave.
We call it the right tribe.
Yes.
Finding your tribe.
Yes.
Well, there you go, folks, how good friends could actually be a brain booster.
Best medicine.
Yeah, a brain booster. I've read a lot of people are they're very frightened about the possibility of dementia late in life. You know, most of us have been touched by it, if not directly, in family and friends, certainly indirectly, and it is a frightening thing. And a lot of people are more worried about that than they are some other catastrophic diseases. Now, this is no guarantee, but for goodness sakes, why not take advantage of it, you know?
Can't hurt.
Why take a risk?
Find out. Get the information. And like I said, it's not some crazy life change. It's little changes that you can make over time that make a difference. And I think that's important for people to take note of. Mm-hmm. They're little changes that we can make on a daily basis. And we have the information, and it's just about just starting to implement what the findings are.
And by the way, this is not necessarily a penance. This is not like wearing a hair shirt. There are, I'm straying into an area where I don't know a whole lot about here, but there are things called endorphins, I think, that are released. Did I get the word right,
Heidi?
There are endorphins that are released when you exercise, and instead of making you feel bad, they make you feel good.
Yes.
They make you feel good. They make you want to actually do it again.
Yeah.
And so you can't want to do it again and get those feel-good chemicals going unless you do it once. Mm-hmm. So once we get you going, your brain tells you to do it again. And that's what we're looking for. The brain will tell you it's a good thing for you. And there's good research to support that. And Henry has some of that information in his in the brain segment as well about endorphins and how exercise can really counteract mild to moderate depression just as well as an antidepressant. So really getting involved in movement, both specific movement at a place like the YMCA or even just moving more naturally throughout your day can really make a difference.
Mm-hmm. There are people that have devices these days that count how many steps they take. I don't have one of those.
Pedometers, yeah.
I'm afraid mine would go off the charts because I take a lot of steps. But simple things like that are important.
They're important. That's why people, it really just sort of, if you stick on a pedometer, I think the magic number is 10,000 steps a day, but you certainly don't have to get 10,000 steps a day. But if you just do a few more steps this week than you did last week, all of that movement counts towards moving naturally, moving your body, just like in the blue zones where they're moving naturally, they're walking up hills. Some of the indigenous people were what, shepherds, Henry, in some of these areas, walking up to tend to their flocks. So walking up hills, walking down hills, all of that natural movement will encourage the person, encourage wellness and longevity in that individual.
Think about the importance of your brain, folks, obviously, when you're awake during the day. But it's still on at night.
24 hours a day.
It's still, it's regulating your breathing and your heartbeat and every once in a while a dream. That's all your brain. It needs food 24/7.
It probably, the brain only weighs approximately 3 pounds, but is the control center of our entire body. It takes up more oxygen, it takes up more blood, and it takes up more water than many of the other organs in our body. And we tend to realize that, or we tend to feel that, it's always going to be there and always going to be operating at the optimum level. And all of the research that's going on, Dave, a tremendous amount of research on brain health and brain waves and what affects the brain. But the brain in the human being still remains a mystery. It's still a large mystery, and I'm not saying that research in the future may not unlock a lot of those mysteries, but we do know that today that there is still so much to learn about the brain. But the one thing that research has settled on is that good nutrition and exercise can only help the brain like it can help almost every facet of your body. And regardless, if you're suffering from any type of problem, anything. If you're in good health and you have this, you're stricken with something, whether it's a physical problem, a mental problem, if you're in good health to start with, it's going to go a long way to a faster recovery. So we can't take the brain for granted. As you say, it's there operating 24 hours a day. So if we're sleeping, it's not sleeping. We should pay attention to it.
So what will happen a week from tonight, next Wednesday? Will you both be presenting a little talk, more details about what we've kind of scratched the surface on here today?
Yes, Heidi honestly is joining me, and I really am appreciative. We're both going to be there next Wednesday at
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
And we'll both be presenting the seminar. It'll be a PowerPoint. There'll be some handouts. There'll be a lot of discussion, 6 to 8. And we hope that we have a large turnout, and Heidi's going to add a lot to the program.
And it's free.
It's free.
No charge.
And
it's open to anyone. You don't have to know what a blue zone is. You'll learn a little more about it. You don't have to be a member of the Y.
That's right.
Just come.
Just come and enjoy. Yeah. Learn something.
And get a healthier brain.
Yes.
I could have used that when I was taking algebra back in high school. going to use these healthy brain tips. Hey, nice to see the two of you today.
Thank you, Dave. It's a pleasure.
Will there be more of these? Do we know? Maybe?
I certainly hope so. I'd like to, one of the things I want to emphasize, Dave, I'm not a medical doctor. I'm a researcher. I love to do this research. A lot of the information I give, I try to follow and try to believe, but I fall off the nutrition wagon every now and then and have a hot dog. So I'm not saying that I live perfectly, but the research that I have is rock solid, and that's what I try to do. And I'd love to do more of these in the future if I could have the cooperation of the YMCA.
Well, absolutely. Next Wednesday, 1 week from tonight, at the Butler County Family YMCA. It's in the trustees' room. There'll be signs if you don't know where that is. Starts at 6 p.m. next Wednesday. Heidi Nichols-Bowser is the membership director at the Y with us here today. And Dr. Henry Sinopoli, also a friend of longstanding, in addition to Heidi. Good to see the two of you today.
Thank you, David.
Thank you very much, Dave.
All righty, that wraps up our program for today. I'm Dave Malarkey. Enjoy the weather. We have Pirate Baseball tomorrow, so our next It's Your Turn program will be Friday. Hope you could be with us then.
Thanks for joining us for today's edition of It's Your Turn with Dave Malarkey here on WISR 680 AM. Today's broadcast is also archived for you online at WISR680.com. Tune in again next time for Dave Malarkey's It's Your Turn, weekdays from 12:30 to 1:30, right here on WISR 680.
Into my room he creeps without